Play News, I'm Gene Randall. September 11th has a special meaning here in the United States, a dark anniversary of a date that will forever be etched on the country's psyche. 9/11 was one of this nation's darkest days, shattered by the terror attacks that occurred 18 years ago, when a country grieved for itself and for the 3,000 who were lost. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has a report.
Victims' relatives will gather at Ground Zero, where the names of the nearly 3,000 people killed when hijacked planes rammed into the Trade Center will be read aloud. President Trump will take part in an observance at the Pentagon, and Vice President Mike Pence will speak at the third attack site near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Former President George Bush, the commander-in-chief when the 2001 attacks occurred, will attend a wreath-laying ceremony this afternoon at the Pentagon. I'm Mike Hempen.
At this hour at the World Trade Center in New York, names of those who died there are being read aloud at this hour. The Trump administration is hitting back at U.S. media reports that it evacuated a high-level Russian CIA spy from Moscow after he revealed that President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election in favor of Donald Trump. In addition, CNN reported that President Trump's handling of sensitive information in his dealings with Russian officials was concerning to the American intelligence community. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
I've seen that reporting. The reporting is materially inaccurate. And you should know, as the former CIA director, I don't talk about things like this very often. It is only the occasions when there's something that I think puts people at risk or the reporting is so egregious as to create enormous risk to the United States of America that I even comment in the way that I just did.
To stay up to date on all the world's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also, for your listening convenience, a VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Scottish court has ruled that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's five-week suspension of Parliament is illegal. We have a report from Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks was unlawful, according to Scotland's highest court of appeal. Following the verdict on Wednesday, Scottish National Party lawmakers called for Parliament to be recalled immediately. But the PM's office said the government would appeal the decision at the Supreme Court, the highest judicial body in the United Kingdom. Johnson has promised to take Britain out of the EU on October 31st, with or without a withdrawal agreement. But just before Parliament was suspended, lawmakers pushed through legislation which forces the Prime Minister to seek a three-month delay to Brexit, if no divorce agreement has been agreed to prevent a no-deal Brexit. Johnson, however, has defiantly ruled out asking the EU for any kind of extension.
That was Francesca Lina of Reuters. China may be sending something of a mixed message on its plans for dealing with U.S. tariffs. Beijing says it will ease some of its own levies while keeping others intact. Here is AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
China is keeping penalties on American pork and soy, but will ease some others. Beijing has announced it will exempt industrial grease and some other imports from tariff hikes in a trade war with Washington, but keep in place penalties on soybeans and other major exports ahead of negotiations next month. The easing applies to raw materials for farmers and factories, suggesting China wants to limit damage to its slowing economy. It also adds to indications that both sides might be settling in for an extended conflict, even as they prepare for talks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Washington is still reacting to U.S. President Donald Trump's ouster of his third national security advisor in less than 3 years. John Bolton says he had offered to resign. Mr. Trump says he was fired. The explanation for Bolton's exit, that his views on world affairs were too often out of line with administration policy. Bolton's was apparently the dominant voice arguing against a planned secret Camp David summit with the Taliban, which President Trump canceled last weekend, later saying that the year-long peace talks with the Afghan insurgents were dead. No word on how the White House will act on the U.S. troop withdrawal that was part of the tentative deal with the Taliban to end a war that is almost 18 years old. It is unclear if John Bolton will have more to say publicly in the days ahead. In a rare address to his nation, Cameroon's President Paul Biya said he has ordered his prime minister to engage in what he called an inclusive dialogue on the issues that are tearing the Central African state apart. Violence in Cameroon has killed more than 2,000 people in the troubled English-speaking regions. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Best music today. The voice. Voice of America, VOA1.